people use the expression store-bought bread.
Yeah.
Heard that?
Yeah, store-bought bread. That's been telling my light bread.
Same thing as light bread.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Say, if about how much flour would you say comes in a sack about that size?
That's going to be a 5-pound sack.
And talking about baking bread, what would you put in bread to make it rise?
Baking powder.
Mm-hmm. Anything else make it rise?
Well, if you're going to do it that way, you got to put a little soda, baking powder, and a little salt, and milk, and eggs.
What about yeast?
Well, don't you put yeast in cornbread unless it's... Well, it can do that, but they don't much do it around, you know.
I see. What would you say the two parts of an egg are?
A white, yolk, and yellow. Mm.
Okay. Used to, before sugar was sold in packages like it is nowadays,
mm-hmm.
it might have been sold like straight out of the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
How would you say it's being sold?
Sold by the pound.
By the pound.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be like the same thing as, did they call that bulk sugar? Or?
Bulk sugar. Uh-huh. Bulk sugar. Mm-hmm. And by a pound, and by 2 pounds, whatever you want. Bulk.
Okay. What about this expression? If I have on a belt that's made out of cowhide, mm-hmm. I might say, well, now this isn't artificial cowhide, this is
genuine cowhide.
Okay. And you were talking about like deep biscuits. Do you ever put anything on your biscuits?
Oh yeah. Put butter between them.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
That's about all. I don't eat much sweets.
Mm-hmm.
I eat butter biscuits, a couple of sausages, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Raisin on the meat.
You don't like this sweet stuff that some people spread on it?
I like it, but I can't eat it.
What would you call that?
Syrup.
Okay, or something like made out of blackberries, blackberry.
Blackberry jam or jelly.
Right. You don't care for that?
I can't eat it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I like it.
Right. See, if I was trying to show somebody how to do something, I might tell them, well, now don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or if I'm trying to show them where something is, I might say, well, now it's not right here close by, it's right
over there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you say the opposite of rich is? If a man's not rich, he might be.
Well, I believe you could say it either way. If a man not rich, he could be wealthy or he could be poor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And say if a man has a lot of fruit trees, maybe a lot of orange trees together,
mm-hmm.
you'd say he has a big
orange.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Talking about fruit, what would you call that hard inside part of a cherry that you might chip a tooth on? If you bit the
seed.
What about the peach?
See.
Okay. Do you have a kind of peach around here that the meat of the peach is real tight against the seed?
Mm-hmm.
Have to cut it out?
Call that plum peach.
Mm-hmm. What about the other kind?
Cress seed.
Cress seed peach. Comes out real easy.
Right.
I see. What about the part of the apple that's left after you eat around it?
Be cold.
Mm-hmm. Do people around here ever slice up apples or peaches, different kind of fruit, and let it dry?
Sure do. Dried fruit.
What do they use that for?
Making pies in the wintertime. Very good for making fruit pies, we call them fried pies.
Mm.
And otherwise you can stew them down and make